Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian, and it is Wednesday here on the show, and you know what that means? Got a lot to talk about. Tonight's Dynamite. I'm going. Heading to the Dynamite show in Everett, and we got a lot announced for the show. Nine segments, in fact. And we'll talk about that here a little bit later on. But you know what's brought to my attention, which is a great question? Where is Nick Wayne on this show? Nick Wayne was interviewed for Cairo 7 yesterday. Local news, plug the show. Segments up on the internet right now. Our own Sean Garrett from the Brian, Vinny, Granny, Craig, and Sean show helped put that thing together. And he's not listed anywhere here on this program. But we will give you the lineup. We have also got a full lineup for basically everything coming up over the next several weeks. We can get into that later on. But then, of course, the news. More on the Vince McMahon, Janelle Grant back and forth, as well as WWE releasing a statement giving their request also. Take this thing to arbitration. So we'll go into all of the details on all of that. We've also got a lot of rumors of late about AEW TV negotiations, new TV deals. And there is a new television show / streaming show, which was announced today, but it had nothing to do with Collision or Dynamite. It's a show with Renee, and we'll talk about that one as well. And we got all the ratings, RJ City and Renee. We got all the ratings from Raw, Collision, Rampage, etc., and the NXT report from last night. So, going to try to get in everything here today. We'll do the best we can. If you want, text us, 425-780-7566. F4W Online at gmail.com. F4W Online Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. At Brian Alvarez on Twitter. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time. Time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Guides in the know when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Only at Total Wine and More. Drink responsibly. B21.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
It is an amazing world we live in.
Why is that?
Golly. The defense.
What's going on?
Leaping to the defense of AEW for not having Nick Wayne here on this show.
Oh, really?
Oh, you know, you're getting Brian Danielson. Hey, listen. I love Brian Danielson, okay? But let's talk some facts here. Brian Danielson was born in Aberdeen. Okay, Aberdeen is like 2.5 hours away. The first thing that guy did when he wanted to be a wrestler was get out of Washington. He literally went to Texas to train. And then he worked literally everywhere. But you know where he didn't work?
Where?
Anywhere in Washington. He did zero Washington indies. None whatsoever. Nick, you know the show tonight's in Everett? Nick was born in Everett. He was literally born in the exact same city. We're not talking like, you know, guy from Canada. Canada's his hometown. We're talking the show's in Everett. He was born in Everett. He's lived in Everett his entire life. And virtually all of the work he did for AEW was in the state of Washington. Nowhere on this show tonight.
Well, at least he's doing local
promotion. I didn't see Cairo 7 interviewing Brian Danielson. They interviewed the guy that was from the hometown, Nick Wayne.
Yeah.
So get out of here with your defenses. Get Nick on the show for crying out loud.
Well, you get
and don't even talk about this Iron Man match.
What?
It's a work.
Oh.
It's a work. Oh, it was a grueling Iron Man match this weekend. You realize I've had 2 Iron Man matches and I got up fine the next day and worked out? Like, it's fake, okay? It's hard, but it's not that hard. It's not like he's in the hospital.
Who did he have it with?
Joey Janela.
Yeah, it's not like he had it with Lou Thesz.
That would probably be easier.
You think so?
I could go an hour with Lou Thesz like that.
I don't know.
Joey Janela, I'd have to work harder. Come on. Lou Thesz, we'd be on the mat the entire time.
Yeah, but he's
going to laying there,
like, play with you.
Exchanging holds.
Put you in the sugar, you know.
He ain't putting me in no sugar.
Oh, yeah?
Now, tonight we have got Swerve Strickland and Brian Cage, AEW World Title Eliminator. Moxley and Danielson versus Kyle Fletcher and Jeff Cobb. Dax Harwood versus Okada. Young Bucks versus Matt Sydal and Chris Daniels. Tony Storm versus Harley Cameron. Mercedes Moné and Willow Nightingale will have a contract signing. Will Ospreay and Roderick Strong face-to-face. Adam Copeland calls out Malachi Black for Double or Nothing, and it'll be the return of Hook. So, hey, we had a card long in advance.
Yeah.
I think the show's doing well, too. I'd have to check. But
the Angel of the Winds Arena?
Yeah, that's actually surprising. But the you know, the shows in Washington always do well. I don't know why people don't actually, I know why people don't come back here more.
Why?
Well, because you know, you got to take all that stuff across the country, you know. Got to get rings here, you got to get everything. It's very, very expensive. They are currently, as of half hour ago according to WrestleTix, 32-23. So it's all right. That's actually not that great. But they have 653 tickets left, and I'll be there tonight. And by the way, one other thing real quick. So yesterday they sent me the information, the press information, and the email they sent stated that Rampage was following Dynamite, and that didn't seem to be right. And so I got a hold of them, and it's wrong. The Rampage show is, in fact, with Collision in Portland. So it will just be Dynamite and presumably Ring of Honor tonight. Although I will not be staying till 11 o'clock to watch all the Ring of Honor matches. Just
are you going to stay to watch any of them?
I'm going to show up when the doors open. So we'll have an hour of Ring of Honor or something before the show. Then I'll stay for the show and stay for a little afterwards. And I got to come home and help put these kids to bed.
Ah, yeah. You got a long day tomorrow coming up.
Yeah, I'll be gone tomorrow, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I am chaperoning a field trip. So, I realize the Vince McMahon story is big. You're going to be asking yourselves why I'm going from that to Renee Paquette and RJ City instead.
That's a great transition.
Okay, there's a reason for this. So, yesterday, I started hearing from, like, a ton of people. What have you heard about the AEW TV deal? Is it done? I'm like, what? And then, like, other people. And these are people like in AEW. What have you heard about the television deal? Is it done? I was like, huh? And so what I presume happened is there was confusion because it might have been Fightful. There was somebody said something about there's going to be a new something that was going to be announced, okay? I realize I'm being vague. I don't have it in front of me. I'm sorry.
You can go ahead and say Brian Alvarez reported that.
But, you know, when I heard that, I was like, okay, because I knew what it was. It was the RJ City Renee Paquette show, which will be making its debut on TBS's YouTube channel. 2 Eastern this Friday, AEW Meal and Match. And they will be joined by guests from AEW as they share a meal and watch wrestling. Eddie Kingston's there for the premiere. Crying, barbecue, and punchable faces will be among the topics covered. And so this is, here's the point. So, yes, this is not about a television deal, okay? But it is kind of a television deal because it's through TBS's YouTube channel. It's WMD, YouTube show, et cetera, et cetera.
WBD?
WBD, what I say?
WMD.
Well, you know, this show could be a WMD. I don't know. I'll watch it and find out. But anyway, WBD, TBS's YouTube channel. Now, here's the point. So I did figure it out quickly that this was what was going to be announced today, but I did ask a lot of people, and I don't want to say that I think there's going to be news imminently, okay? But I will say there could be news imminently, because right now, nobody knows, and nobody's saying anything. And if Tony knows, he's not telling anybody. But I think that there could be news soon. We're within 6 months of this deal being up, okay? So we got to get some news here quickly. Now, what I do know is Tony apparently wants something very, very specific, okay? And that is he wants some sort of deal that would involve, you know, the television, Collision, Dynamite, Rampage, whatever. But, you know, he also wants to try to make a deal that would involve streaming pay-per-view, which everybody's been rumored was going to happen anyway, like Max, streaming the pay-per-views on Max, and something involving the AEW library. I don't know what he's going to get. I don't know if he'll get all that. I know he wants all of that. And now that the NBA thing has occurred, I mean, there's a lot of different ways you can look at that. They may be willing to get this done quick now. Maybe they're not. I don't know. But I do think that he wants to stay with WBD. And I also know that, you know, we put out these AEW numbers and, you know, my Twitter, I don't know why I bother. But I do it because it's like part of the job. You have to have a social media presence. So I put the numbers up there and people go nutty. It's dying, blah, blah, blah. I mean, I could tell you that, you know, from the WBD side, they are not unhappy with these numbers. They are happy with the numbers. Now, I can't say that they're, like, overjoyed. Like, they're, my God, we better pay three times what we were paying them to keep them. But they're happy enough that I think that they will re-up. If I had to make a prediction, and this is just speculation prediction, I'm not reporting anything as fact, I think that they're probably going to get a full package deal with pay-per-views on Max and TV and perhaps something involving the AEW library. I think they're going to get an increase, but I think it's going to be one of those deals where it will be an increase and it will be good for AEW, but it will not be like triple. And so everybody's going to go nuts saying that they're dying and it's horrible and blah, 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 blah. I think we can all agree that's the most likely scenario. Yes?
Probably, yes.
Okay.
I believe that's what it's going to
Unless they get 10 times what they're getting now, I think people are going to say this is the doom of AEW.
Yeah, and they will not. But what else gets 700,000 viewers every single week for 2 hours? Forget about Rampage and Collision. Just that. Who else is buying pay-per-views anymore? WWE's are all on Peacock. You know, there's really not a whole lot of boxing on. AEW now is expanding to monthly. So there are some things with, if you're WBD, that you look at AEW, and obviously it's going to be a fight over money and, you know, who can make out, you know, with the best deal there. But I have a feeling they're going to stay there and it's going to continue to be a fruitful relationship.
Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now
and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, old Vince, guess we got to talk about this now. Well, let's start with this. WWE siding with Vince in the lawsuit against Janelle Grant. They filed a memorandum on Wednesday in support of his motion to compel arbitration. And they disputed Grant's allegations in the lawsuit. WWE disputes Grant's allegations, but as a threshold matter, this dispute cannot be heard in court because Grant agreed to arbitrate her claims. WWE therefore moves to compel his action to arbitration. Then it would move to private mediation out of public court. All three defendants in the lawsuit, WWE, Vince, and John Laurinaitis, support taking the suit in that direction. WWE wrote, simply put, Grant has no claims actionable in this court because a separation and non-disclosure agreement she signed with McMahon and WWE, the monetary benefits of which she concededly accepted and retained, contains an arbitration provision, unambiguously precludes his court from adjudicating her claims.
Adjudicating.
I hate these big words. And so, yes, this is not surprising at all. Obviously, you know, they want this to go to arbitration as well. Uh-huh. So then Vince, his attorneys have filed a new statement of material facts. Because as noted, he wants his side out before this just vanishes. They released a filing arguing that the facts that he submitted are, quote, undisputed in nature, and he reserves the right to introduce additional evidence. According to the filing, McMahon and Grant entered a three-year relationship that ended in January of 2022. When the relationship ended, a, quote, confidential settlement agreement was agreed to. Grant herself, it says, negotiated the monetary compensation that McMahon offered from $1 million to $3 million before involving their attorneys in the case. January 27, 2022, Grant's attorney sent a revised version of the draft agreement, which included the following language. In the event of any dispute arising under or out of this agreement, its construction, interpretation, application, etc., all parties here to agree that the sole and exclusive legal method to resolve any and all disputes and or controversies is to commence binding arbitration. So this is a key because, you know, if you look at a lot of the criticism of this entire thing, you know, I've seen many people talk about how, well, this is very, very one-sided. Of course, Vince is going to want a one-sided, you know, deal, et cetera, et cetera. So his claim, Vince McMahon's claim, is that she is the one that put the arbitration clause in there, and it was not him. And so that's his claim here, which he claims is undisputed. Their attorneys sent that draft, revised draft, that required arbitration. And the agreement also included the following severability provision, which is a lot of words. McMahon agreed to pay Grant $3 million over 4 years through February 1. Both McMahon and Grant signed and dated the agreement January 28, 2022. 10 days later, McMahon issued the first payment of $1 million. So essentially what they're saying, like they're going after a lot of the criticism that they hear in order to get these stories out. The first time they gave Vince's side of the story, I think they figured, well, this is the guy's side of the story, and, you know, everyone's going to read it, and they'll say, all right, you know what, Vince, you know, maybe he wasn't in the wrong. Obviously, that didn't happen. So now they've, earlier this week, they sent out another one with more of his side of the story, probably thinking this time, you know, people will see that maybe Vince wasn't, responsible for doing everything he's accused of. And clearly that didn't work either. So now they're adding more, this time being that, two of the big criticisms were, well, you know, he must have done something terrible if he was going to pay her $3 million. And their side is, well, actually, he offered $1 million, and she asked for $3 million, and he said yes. And then, you know, the claim that, well, Vince obviously wrote up an NDA that was, favorable to his side with the arbitration, et cetera. And their argument is, actually, no. She was the one, her attorneys, that demanded if anything happens, it goes to arbitration. So that's the latest. And, they reserve the right to... present more evidence, he says, and so we'll wait. Because her attorney, the first time that he, essentially gave his side of the story, they had a response immediately, because when he first gave his side, he pointed out, one of the things was she was living with her fiance this entire time, and so they quickly had the response of, well, it wasn't her fiance, it was her ex-fiance. He let her move in, get back on her feet, et cetera, et cetera. After the second one earlier this week, her attorney had no response. And so we'll see if there's any response to this one here over the next couple of days. It is Wednesday, so we still have a few more days left. But that is the latest at this point.
Well, she had the response to Post Wrestling, just pointing everybody back to the original filing that we talked about yesterday. And Vince has got a cleanup team, and I would believe that they are going to have stages of rollout to, depending on how motions are filed and when they are, and they're going to have responses to everything. I don't think that they threw stuff out there expecting public opinion to just wave over into his direction. I think it's going to be a staggered approach that they take to filing, firing off shots against Janelle Grant and going after her character. One of the big parts of this, and what's also is going to be very interesting, is a lot of this has to do with the Victims of Trafficking and Violence Protection Act. And is the NDA, again, is that covered under that? Because that is what WWE is saying. That is what Vince McMahon is saying, that this NDA is completely binding, and that's why we have to go to arbitration. And it's going to be interesting to see, because that's very important, because there are probably more than Janelle Grant out there that is locked into an NDA, possibly against their wishes, just because they wanted memories to go away because of something that happened with, trafficking or a sex violation or something like that. So it's going to be really interesting legally to see, when this thing shakes out, what happens here and how that has a ripple effect on a lot of other people possibly coming out because they're stuck in the same situation that Vince has with Grant.
Also wanted to mention this. This is actually from Lucha Blog. El Hijo del Santo, who is the son of... At one point, I would say he was the most famous wrestler of all time. But now, given that The Rock is a global, worldwide movie star, and I don't know about this exact moment, but I mean, for years, he was the highest paid actor in all of Hollywood. I mean, it's probably The Rock now. But Elio del Santo, is announcing a retirement tour. And he's got a bunch of shows he's been advertising. Cubs fan here writes, El Hijo del Santo's retirement, not a surprise. Been carefully picking and choosing dates for the last few years and talked about finishing up soon. He is 61, lasted near his peak for a long time, but he and many of his peers seem to have reached a point where it's hard and rare for them to wrestle even close to their peak. He could probably stick around forever unconcerned about his performance, but he's always seemed set on wanting people to remember him a certain way. So he's got at least a 9-show retirement tour. I always love these wrestling retirement tours. I mean, they can stretch on years. But, El Hijo del Santo, absolutely enormous star. And, there have been other second-generation stars that have almost been as big as stars as their parents. Some have eclipsed them, like Randy Orton and Bob Orton. Although, man, Cowboy Bob Orton, let me tell you. But, you know, for every Randy Orton, there's a David Flair. And but Hijo del Santo was a huge, huge star. And his father was such a gigantic star.
Yeah.
That, you know, in Mexico, they would do, you know, for those of you that are old and remember, like, People magazine, and they'd do, like, here's a list of the 50 most famous Americans. Number one, Abraham Lincoln. Number two, you know, whoever, Elvis Presley. Well, they would do these things in Mexico, and like, Santa would be, like, in the top five. And sometimes he'd be, like, even higher than that. I mean, like, not wrestling, a cultural, in the icon. Country of Mexico, famous icon. So, yeah. I don't even think Rock would be top five, actually, now that I think about it.
Well, maybe now he would.
It'd be Santo, Ricky Dozan, and Rock, I think, would be the three probably most famous professional wrestlers of all time in their cultures.
Yeah. And, you know, it was he wasn't really a great wrestler. But his star power was incredible, and how he carried himself. You know, your Cub saying, you know, he wants to be real careful on how he's done things at the end of his career, and that's absolutely been the case. He has been a great example of image over everything, kind of like Mil Máscaras in a way, where he wasn't a great worker. You know, he had some good matches with certain people, but he's not known for his work as much as just being a star. And that's, I mean, Santo with the full throttle Coca-Cola energy drink deal that he got there for a while. So he's always been able to parlay his success well. And I know we got NXT coming up at the break. Netflix has announced they are running live NFL games on Christmas Day. That is a test run in some ways for what's going to happen with Raw coming up.
Oh, my God. They better figure it out. They'll have a week afterwards.
Well, you better get it right for football.
Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Some people just know the more you protect, the more you save with Allstate. Because they know insurance math. Like if you protect your home and auto, Allstate can save you up to 25%. So it's like losing money if you don't bundle. Save more when you protect more. Bundle home and auto with Allstate today.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Okay, it's here.
everyone stay calm. It's Kohl's lowest prices of the season. And when I say low, I mean low. I got my kids' jumping beans tees for $3.99. Treated myself to some cute tees and tank tops under $5. And got great finds for our patio 50% off. Plus, I earned Kohl's cash on all of it. Sounds too good to be true? Well, I guess you'll have to go to Kohl's and find out for yourself. Select styles. Offers end May 15th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Hey, do you want Lance to be on Observer Live tomorrow?
Sure.
All right, I think we're going to do that.
All right.
I love handling this stuff live on the air.
Yeah, well. It's a tradition.
His schedule is, he's supposed to be on the show today, but I've got to head to Dynamite, so it might be kind of close. But I can't be here tomorrow, so I will have him do the show with you tomorrow.
You gotta bring your gear?
No, are you kidding me? Stop. Stop.
Are you?
I'm texting Lance.
He didn't say no, guys.
I'm not bringing my gear. Are you kidding me?
Why not? Nick Wayne might need a match.
I can't believe that people still ask this question after all of these years.
What?
If I'm ever going to wrestle for AEW or WWE.
Yeah.
From literally the day I started the newsletter in 1995, I absolutely refused to ever work for any national promotion because how could I do this job if I worked for WWE or WCW or whatever? And I wasn't an idiot. I knew I was small. What, I got a couple of good years if I was lucky, and then what? This I could do till I'm... When I'm 100, and you guys think that's funny, but Granny's 95 still doing the show.
Yeah.
When I'm 100 years old, I'm still going to be here and going, ah, yeah, whatever the new fangled thing is, yelling about something.
Old men yelling at the
clouds,
literally.
I'll be yelling at the clouds. Yeah.
Mama Wayne's going to kick your tail tonight, isn't she?
No, of course not.
Mm.
It's fake.
Oh, is it?
Of course.
No heat there?
All right. Oh, man.
Yes?
We'll get to that later.
Oh.
I don't want to stir up any problems. Raw last night, Monday night.
No,
lowest total audience number since the end of football season. But it did hold up well in 18-49 against both the NBA and the NHL playoffs. 1.59 viewers and a 0.53. Main competition was the NBA. The Boston Celtics and Cleveland Cavaliers game on TNT and True did 3.24 million viewers and a 1.01 in 18-49. And 0.39 on True. A 0.39 on True TV.
Yeah, well.
Holy smokes.
That's, you know what? That's where a meal and a match can end up and fill some time there. Get a bunch of those under their belt, run like, you know, one of those weekend marathons leading up to a pay-per-view, run one of those on True TV. I could see that happening.
And then, by the way, it's always funny. It's like, okay, we're going to air this on TNT and True TV. Who are the people that choose to watch it on True?
Well, it depends.
You think there'll be less traffic?
Well, it's like ESPN and ESPN. And I don't know because I haven't seen a game, but if they offer a unique commentary perspective or extra stats or something, because I've watched SEC football. I'll watch it on, you know, somewhere where they'll actually have different camera views or they'll have the radio announcers or something like that. So they may have some gimmick on there that does that.
So we had 1.64 million first hour, 1.64 million second hour, and 1.48 million third hour. Collision on Saturday.
Hey, listen, it's not the worst idea for Dynamite to do that one time if they're going to have a big show and try to coordinate it at a time where they can have True TV and maybe do RJ City and Renee Paquette or do some sort of thing where they have a Manning cast scenario or something like that. Worse ideas.
And then Collision. You know, I saw people, they saw that run number, they're like, oh, well, let's talk about this Collision number. 378,000 viewers, down 40% from when the show aired 2 weeks ago. Lowest audience Collision has drawn since January 27th, the lowest the show has ever done on a day when there was not a PLE. 0.12 in 18 to 49. And Rampage did 342,000, down 20%, and a 0.11 in 18 to 49. So also competition from the NBA and the NHL and MLB. So all the shows had a lot of competition, and they all suffered. That's what actually happened.
Is that right?
For those of you wondering, yeah.
Uh-huh. Where did it finish?
What?
14th? What was the, where did this show actually, like, finish out at?
You talking about Collision?
Well, yeah, Collision and,
I don't have the placings here.
Okay.
So I don't know. Well, Raw was, fourth on cable. And beat every network show for the night in 18 to 49. But I don't have anything for...
It's one thing to get beat up by the NBA. That's going to happen. It's another thing to get beat up so bad by the NHL. You know, wrestling usually holds its own pretty well. In fact, usually does better numbers against the NHL. And I don't know if there were any deciding games or not. But, you know, it's one thing, again, to be third or fourth behind heavy competition. It's another thing to be so far down low. It's like, you know, you can make excuses, but those numbers speak for themselves.
And then I just wanted to mention this because this is one of the many things we've talked about with a lot of different people. You know, there's always people that vanish from AEW and then it's like, you know, oh, well, that person's hurt or that person's, you know, whatever. Britt Baker's a fine example. Well, now there's Ricky Starks. Ricky Starks vanished after the March 30th collision. He's just been gone. And no explanation. No idea where he's been for 2 months.
Brother, stay that way and then reappear in NXT, please.
And, you know, everybody, well, he might have got hurt in that match. Well, he didn't get hurt. And his reaction to being asked about Double or Nothing is, I hope so. But I really don't know. Every time I always predict something to go some way, it doesn't go that way. I have no clue. It's just a very interesting time. I wish I was on Dynamite, wish I was on Dynasty, I wish I was on these things. But I think at a certain point, for my own sanity, I can't go too crazy about it because the proof is in my work and in my effort that I've constantly given. I'm not hurt, he said. Even that night, I said I'm not hurt. I was being cautious, was never put on the injury list. I have no answers. People ask me all the time, where are you? I don't know. I have no clue. It's not up to me. It does suck, obviously, to not be on TV, but the support and people online and people who send me messages is very sweet, endearing, and encouraging. So there's another one. I don't know why he's not on TV.
No,
he's just not.
No, didn't talk greasy or anything like that about AEW, just stating facts. You know, why aren't you on TV? I don't know.
All right, a couple of notes from NXT. We'll do the full report tomorrow. I like this show way better than last week. It was much better. So, we did have a follow-up.
Oh, there was a lot here.
We had a follow-up to that, the one that made me lose my mind. Ava is yelling at Tony D and the crew. And she goes, you cannot kidnap referees. That tag match doesn't count. Where are they? Tony says, I don't know. I don't know, but are you really taking me out of this Heritage Cup match? She's being unfair to him by taking him out of a match because he kidnapped people who still have not been seen. And so Rizzo explains, don't worry, Tony. She can't take you out of that match. It's already been advertised.
Mm.
Can't false advertise.
And he has a lawyer behind him to say, you don't want to get sued.
So Ava says, fine, the match is on, but I am fining you $20,000. He's already got the money because he actually gave her like $30,000 extra. But he says, no funny business tonight. So we had a bunch of matches to determine who gets into the women's ladder match.
Again,
the,
Brian, that's the thing that I could see getting very extra on CW. Situations and stories like that where, and again, Ava the actress as well, too, responding to Rizzo the over-the-top actress is something else.
We had Sol Ruka and Izzy Dame, and Sol won with the Sol Snatcher, is what it's called, and... This match was there. Why am I spending so much time on this?
I don't know.
Okay, listen. They're both new and they're both learning, okay? The bad news is there was a spot at the finish where they both totally forgot what they were doing. And time absolutely stood still, okay? Other than that, I mean, I will say that even though it was choreographed from start to finish, they are getting better. It didn't look like that. Like, they were able to, like, okay, I hit my move. Now I'm going to walk around a little bit. I'm going to look at the people, whatever. It's not just robotically move, 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 move. They had a little music. And then Soul won with the Soul Snatcher.
Which is going to, they're going to figure out ways for her to hit that out of 752 different. It's going to be the new, like, RKO out of nowhere sort of thing. It's going to be the Snatcher out of nowhere. Because she's going to hit it already even last night. That was even really ridiculous in the way that they did it. But obviously that's the way they're going with her.
So Noam Dar was attacked by somebody. We don't know who. But he thinks it could be Trick. And Lash is sticking up for Trick. And Noam is getting more and more angry. Why are you sticking up for this guy? So they had Ivy Nile and Lash Legend. And Miss Jackson interfered. Lash got the win. Lash is moving on to the ladder match. Then Javon Evans was asked if he attacked Noam Dar because they were scheduled to have a match. And he says, of course not. Trick didn't either.
It's not his energy.
But I'm going to go out there and get bouncy tonight. He's going to face Oro Mensah. And I can't say that this was like a great match, but I thought these guys did a hell of a job. Javon Evans and Oro Mensah.
Well matched.
Oro Mensah is actually really good. He's really good. And Javon Evans is he's new. He's 20 years old, but he has a lot of cool stuff. And I thought they had a really impressive match. Javon beat him with the big tornillo off the top. And I want to see more at Oro Mensah. Like, we see glimpses of him being like a good wrestler. We see glimpses of him being a good promo. But he's like a guy in the background with Noam Dar. So I would like them to eventually split him off and let him try something on his own. We had that long segment, excruciatingly long, with Wesley, Obafemi, Ivar, and Josh Briggs. And there's going to be a three-way. And the winner gets Oba for the North American title. We had a show-long segment. God, I have nothing against the guy personally, but this Ridge Holland character at NXT, this is the worst thing they've done in years, okay? Somebody made a great point about storytelling. Storytelling is supposed to be something happens, and as a result of that, something else happens. And as a result of that, something else happens. Okay? This Ridge Holland storyline is like when Paisley writes her journal every night. I went to school. I went to swimming. I had dinner. We played at the top of the hill with a ball. That ain't a story. You're listing off four things that happened.
Daddy this Ridge, yelled at mommy.
This Ridge Holland thing, bro, it's like, God. Nothing. What is happening with Ridge Holland and Chase U?
He has no friends.
I don't get it.
Chase U.
And you know what? I don't want to hear anybody arguing this one because he teamed with Riley Osborne against the Good Brothers. And like the Good Brothers and Riley, I mean, they're having a good match. They're getting the heat on Riley and everything. And Riley's doing this great job selling. And finally, I swear on a stack of Bibles as high as his house, he tags Ridge and this place is dead silent. It was the coldest hot tag I've ever seen in my life. Nobody gets it. Nobody knows what's going on. Nobody knows why they should care. Nobody does care. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Living right is easy. This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I do have one other point from NXT.
What's that?
I mentioned this when I saw Charlie Dempsey in Bloodsport, and that is that it was one thing 30 years ago, okay? But in 2024, like, so many people are training. MVP just got his black belt. Aware of that?
It's awesome.
Baron Corbin got his purple belt. He's competing. And, you know, Charlie Dempsey, he's got the shooter gimmick. But, like, I don't think he's ever trained a day in his life. And the problem with that is, you know, I mean, the match was fine, but Tony D is legit. That guy's a real shooter. And the first fall of this Heritage Cup match, dude, this guy was ruining Charlie Dempsey. I mean, God, just the suplexes and the takedowns and the, I mean, it was just like.
No one is mightier than the American amateur wrestler, period, point blank. I don't care what you say, jujitsu.
No, get out of here.
It's a fact, buddy.
Nah. Ask like entire wrestling teams what happened when they faced Hickson. Went through them one at a time. One at a time.
I don't want to hear
one at a time. Just like that.
Well, let's see you in
but anyway,
and go at it, buddy.
The point is. And Charlie, I think, needs to just, like, find a place in Florida, go in there, and train twice a week. Well, I mean, he wasn't even doing a triangle right.
Damon shown some things.
Anybody. Well, I mean, you can show him. I'm talking, like, some grappling, you know? If you're going to be doing arm bars and triangles, you've got to learn how to do a real arm bar and triangle.
Well, know.
That's all I got to say.
I want to hear what you have to say about Carly Bright coming up here on Brian and Vinny. Old Light Bright.
We're going to wrap it up, everybody. I want to thank y'all.
She's broken up locker room brawls, Brian.
I did die when that was her reasoning for getting a big match. I've broken up locker room brawls. Anyway, we'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.